Now, we're joined by Daniel Johnson from Chemistry World magazine. Daniel, what's caught your eye this week?
So dieters could soon be able to monitor how much fat they are burning off, thanks to a portable breathalyzer invented by Japanese researchers.
Well, that's fabulous. So I could monitor exactly how fat I might be in the future. How portable is this device?
It's about the size of a cigarette packet, and it works on some really clever chemistry. Basically, before, the only way of monitoring this was to use big gas chromatographs or huge mass spectrometers. Now they managed to pack all this science down using semiconductor gas sensors into something the size of a cigarette packet.
So rather than stepping on the scales, I could quickly exhale a breath of air and then monitor exactly how much fat I'm burning and therefore change the way that I'm eating?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it depends on how you use it. But what it does is it monitors the level of acetone. Now, acetone is a byproduct of the breaking down of fat in the body. And when you break down fat, you get this acetone in the blood that comes up through the lungs to your breath. So by taking a puff on this cigarette packet-sized breathalyzer, you can work out how much acetone is in your breath and therefore how much fat you're burning off.
So how have they made this new machine so compact? So previously you mentioned that you had to have this massive machine that was reading all these graphs. So what's changed in technology now?
It's using a different technique, basically. So before, to analyse breath, they would use a gas chromatograph or a mass spectrometer, which are very big, bulky machines. Now they're using two semiconductor gas sensors. So one's based on platinum-doped tungsten oxide, and one's made from tin oxide. Now, one is sensitive to the acetone in the breath, and the other is sensitive to other volatiles, such as ethanol and other things in the breath, which could be coming out. Basically, how it works is the gas absorbs to the surface and modifies the conductivity. So less or more electricity is going through this semiconductor, and then that reads out as to the levels of acetone.
Could this have other clinical applications? So, for example, not just for those people that want to monitor how much fat they're metabolising for sport reasons or for dieting reasons, but also for people that have got diabetes?
Yeah, that's true. Acetone is also produced by people with diabetes, so this device could allow people to control their sugar levels.
In a very quick, easy way, rather than having to prick their finger and monitor their blood levels, they could literally just puff into this machine.
So this device is not yet commercially available, but Sugiyoshi Tuyuka and his colleagues in Yokosuka hope that it could be on the market soon.
Daniel, thank you very much. That was Daniel Johnson from Chemistry World magazine.